Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone. And the Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds on North Avenue and St. Charles Road in St. Charles, January 20th through the 22nd at muskieexpo.com. And GTRodAndReel.com, home of the Easy Clip Muskie Leaders, the leader that will never fail you.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope everybody's having a good time, ready to go.
Oh, here we are. We're just all of a sudden one of the 12 microphones in the building. Well, welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, celebrating our 25th year here on ESPN. You know, it's a beautiful day. It's still dark outside. I'm, you know, looking at the Chicago Theater and everything else down there and stuff like that. But we're gonna have a lot of fun today. It's the beginning of the sports show season. Today is actually we're gonna be talking a lot about musky shows because that's the first show that is coming to the Chicagoland area. The Musky Show at the Kane County Fairgrounds, so that'll be a lot of fun, and I want people to come on out to that. But we're going to have on today with Tony Grant. He's a great guy down there. It's Cave Run Reservoir down there in Kentucky. It's a great muskie lake. And you know what? Think about it. They're catching muskies like a little longer than we are up here, and up north we have to deal with the thing called winter, which I don't remember what winter looked like here. I think we had it for about a week, but it seemed to go away. And then after Tony Grant, we're going to be talking to Mike Versette, who is the owner of the Muskie Show, about all the neat things that are going on out there. Lots of giveaways. Some great people that are out there. You know, our good friends GT, Rod, and Reel are going to be out there. They have this quick, easy leader attachment where you can switch a musky bait or any bait, you know, for bass fishing, pike, whatever kind of fishing you like. It's just and you've got a different bait on. I like that. It works really well. And then later on in the show, we're going to have the Aiden Fishing Report. Find out where my grandson Aiden has been. We didn't hear from him last week. And then we can try. I can't guarantee, but we can try to get a phone call, okay? And because we really do have a packed show. So we have to remember that. Hey, you know, I want to bring up something real quick here because it is a full jammed show. But in Michigan, and it's not just Michigan, but it's everywhere. And I'm a little bit more tweaked on this, but a conservation officer in Newaygo County, him and a gentleman was released from the hospital following an ice rescue. You know, ice is really iffy. You know, snowmobiles, ATVs, even us walking on, ice. And I know people are going to say, Chauncey, you're being too, you know, narrow-minded on this. But you know what? If you go out there and go through the ice, I always say 4 inches or more is good to go on. Anything less than 4 inches belongs in a glass covered in a beautiful amber liquid. Hint, hint. Okay. And because if you go through the ice, someone like my daughter, who's a fireman, has to risk her life to get you out because you weren't thinking. Okay? I mean, come on, folks. I know that sounds very, you know, one-sided, but I have to be on this. You know? Think about that. But, I mean, and hypothermia sets in so quick, you have to very, very be careful so fast. It could set in and your legs will cramp up and you'll drown. And there's other horror stories we'll talk about down the road that, you know, I've seen on the ice, and, you know, including one time on Lake Michigan, I saw about a five-year-old girl in a pink snowsuit standing on the edge of the ice in front of open water on Burnham Harbor while her father was ice fishing, or whoever it was she was with, was like 50 yards away. If she would have gone in, it would have been horrible. I mean, ice fishing is great. I love ice fish, but I do it safely. Always, always remember that. Okay. Like I said, like, we're going to try to get as much done, as much packed in. We do have a jam show, and we're going to get some more outdoor information on our last segment. But you know what? This is your show, just like it's my show. And it's our phone number is 1-312-332-3776. You're listening in to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577, and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95. Big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
The first outdoor show of the year, the Muskie Expo, is coming to the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th to the 22nd. 3 days of muskie fun with thousands of door prizes, a chance to win a 7-day trip for two to the Muskie Lodge at Cave of the Run Lake. You can sign up for a chance for a free replica of your most prized catch courtesy of Lax Reproductions, the finest makers of fish reproductions in the world. Pick out a new boat from Waterworks Marine, sea rods and reels for all types of fishing and more, seminars by famed Doug Wergner on trophy muskie and other species, and Chauncey, hey, I'll even be there. All at the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th to the 22nd. 3 days of fishing fun. Go to muskieexpo.com for ticket and more information.
Stop in at the GT Rod and Reel booth at the Muskie Expo Chicago Show at Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th through the 22nd. GTRodAndReel.com is the home of the Easy Clip Muskie Leaders, where you can change baits fast and not miss an active fish. GTRodAndReel.com will also have Muskie Terminal Tackle and a wide selection of tungsten ice fishing jigs. Remember, the most important part of your fishing gear for that fish of a lifetime is the leader in front of your lure, and an Easy Clip Muskie Leader from GTRodAndReel.com is quality you can count on. That's GTRodAndReel.com at the Muskie Expo Chicago, Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th through the 22nd. Tell them Chauncey sent you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Let's fish it. Ice fish, baby. Ice fish, baby. Hey, guys, stop. Grab your bait and listen. Ice is on the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend, Mike. We're hitting Lake Boykin for the trophy fight. Will I catch a perch? Hey, I guess so. I got some new jigs and a brand new Zebco. I loaded up the truck with all my new gear. Mike got the bait. I bought the bait.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you know what's coming around the corner? Yes. Well, besides, we're looking for spring, but coming around the corner, we still have oil for spring. But coming around the corner, we've got that great, the first, what I'm calling the great show that's coming to the Chicagoland area, the Muskie Expo Chicago. And that's going to be at the Kane County Fairgrounds. And I'm really fired up about it because that's going to be on the 20, 21st, and 22nd of January. Not this weekend, next weekend, everybody. And you need to come out to this because this, whether you're a muskie fisherman or not, there's lots of stuff there for you to look at. But on the phone with me right now, we have a gentleman who's got a long pedigree of muskie fishing and a lot of other fishing and teaching people to fish. Besides, he's also donating to the show a week's trip to his lodge that he's part of, which is oh my gosh, you need to go online to Cave Run Muskie Guide Service and the Muskie Lodge. Oh my God. Tony Grant, everybody, give him a round of applause. Yay!
Hey, I'll clap for myself. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you're welcome, Tony. And, you know, once again, people, when you say muskie fishing and in Kentucky, I really don't want to sound like I'm offending our friends to the north, okay? There's a lot nicer days to go fishing if you're going to Kentucky for muskies than there are going to Canada.
Well, we do have the bonus of the extended season, that's for sure. You know, we get a little too hot to fish for them during the summer months, but we make up for it with an early start and a late finish in the year.
Mm-hmm. And you're the lodge that is giving away, this is the grand prize winner for the Muskie Expo, is a trip for, what is that, a week at your lodge?
A week at the Muskie Lodge, yes.
A week at this, I'm already, my toes are curling, because you need to look at this unbelievable fish. And I mean, you got more people holding, you got guys holding fish, you got lovely ladies holding fish, because those women catch muskies, just, I think they do it better than us guys.
I agree.
And it's just that if there's so many areas, and this lake, you know, that you're on, Cave Run Lake in Kentucky, it's not a little lake. This is huge, isn't it?
We've got a pretty good sized body of water here. You know, it's nestled in the mountains, a dammed up river, so we're a reservoir, a little over 8,500 acres.
8,500. Oh my God, you can spend a lot of time fishing on it. But you know, for this trip, you know that people are going to stay at this great place, and I'm not telling you, this lodge is great. I love the pictures. You got to go online and see of the kitchen area and lounge. I love that. So good, buddy. And I mean, there's just so much for people to do. And this trip down there, how do you explain to people that the Kentucky Muskies, yes, they're, you know, similar strains to the ones up north and stuff, but they're just a little bit different because they eat longer throughout the year, which puts a little bit more meat on them, I think, doesn't it?
I believe it does. And you know, but also on the other the flip side of that coin is during that hot summer period they seem to lose a lot of body weight, so they're kind of up and down. It's you know, it's a cross between a Great Lakes strand and the original Kentucky silver muskies that were here in the river systems in Kentucky before the lakes were dammed up over 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you have to change baits from, you know, spring fishing to summer fishing, but the interesting thing with fishing a river, a reservoir, those fish can just relate to feed shallow, and if they want, hey, I feel like I need a little more air conditioning, they just roll to a little bit deeper water, right?
Exactly. You know, we're predominantly a shallow lake, but we do have a deep, older river channel that runs through these valleys that exceed 50 feet.
You know, and literally, when you're fishing these old river valleys, there's more stuff in those, like that reservoir with the old river valley and the drop-offs and everything. Between trees, rocks, stumps, cliffs, a couple of Edsels. I mean, I don't know what else could be in there.
You know? Well, they find a lot. You know, this new technology with the sonars, there's been a lot of vehicles found in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, now, isn't there a state record out of your lake?
Yeah, the state record has actually been salvaged and broken three times on Cave Run since since 98. And so, yes, Scott Salshi, one of the guides out of the Muskie Lodge, his daughter captured the last and current state record in 2008, right at 47 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Whew, 47 pound. That's a bruiser. That is a bruiser.
And that's caught on an 80-degree day in November.
You know, I could like that kind of fishing now. As I've become more mature, not mentally, but physically, okay?
Exactly.
You know, those little warmer, longer times, it makes it a little bit more enjoyable. Now, the lodge itself, the rooms have double beds in them, right?
Uh-huh.
I think refrigerator, microwave, coffee maker, satellite TV, Wi-Fi. But you know what? You're down there. Shut the Wi-Fi off, everybody. Enjoy what you're there for. Just enjoy it. You know, there's all kinds of nice stuff there. And that's all included in this package that you're giving away for the grand prize, right?
Access to what we call our community room and the Muskie Shack, which we have a huge kitchen that has multiple refrigerators, stoves, indoor-outdoor grills, deep fryers, everything you need to cook with. And then we have our big lounge area, which is a bar-type setting. Other than we can't sell liquor, we're in a dry county, but it is legal to have your own.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got pool tables and big-screen TVs, because a lot of times during our season, you know, the NCAA basketball and, college football happens at times. So guys do a little fishing during the day, a little socializing at night.
No. if you don't do the socializing, you got a problem, but everybody, you got to do that socializing, because that's where you hear the stories and the fun things about what's out there, what makes it up. And, you know, like I said, I'm looking at these photos going, I want to go tomorrow. I just want to go tomorrow. And I know you're going to be at the Chicagoland Muskie Expo, so you could probably have more information about the lodge and the whole program there, right?
Oh, yeah, I have plenty of information about the lodge. I've had it since 1999, and, you know, you mentioned the Wi-Fi and the TV. I remember when I first got the lodge, we had no TV service. We didn't have any phones. We didn't have any Wi-Fi, and people loved it. They said they got there, and it was out in the boonies, and you didn't have all these things you had in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And now as things progress, the first thing that most people ask when they book, do you have Wi-Fi?
So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we've got all that, but, you know, it just shows you how times have changed since I first started the lodge or bought the lodge back in 1999.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, exactly. Now, as part of this grand prize for the Chicago Muskie Expo, you're going to have included in this package a one-day guiding trip, right?
Exactly, yes. So they can come down, bring their own boat, go out and guide with one of our guides. We've got a very successful guide staff here, and they can learn the lake a bit. Or some guys just don't like to pull their boat, and they just add some guide days to it. Whatever you have, it includes a full week and a full day out there on the water.
I mean, it just sounds so marvelous that you're out there, you know, just enjoying everything that's there. And I know you've been at many muskie shows throughout the Midwest and Upper Midwest and the East Coast area. The Chicago Muskie Show has Chicago Muskie Expo has a very nice mix of baits, lodge like yours. You know, manufacturers are there, rod companies are there. And whether you're looking, you know, yes, it's a muskie expo, but, you know, if you look around, you're going to find some fishing for other things too, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, in my opinion, the Chicago is not only the kickoff to the show season, it's probably the top show that in the muskie world. And it's most represented there. There's guys from all over, out east, up north, Canada, out west. You know, you've got a lot of guys that come to the show. And mm-hmm. It's probably the best represented show there is out of the six or seven muskie shows that are across the country now.
Yeah. Who are some of the speakers that are going to be coming to the Chicago Muskie Expo?
Well, let me just pull it up here. I mean, these are truly, Clancy, some of the best in the business. I mean, you've got Jason Quintano opening the show up, talking about open water trolling, which is big now. Jason's out of Lake St. Clair, very, mm-hmm. very, probably the most successful troller on St. Clair. You've got Greg Thomas, who does Minnesota, Canada, and Kentucky. Spencer Berman's going to be talking about casting Lake St. Clair. You got Luke Ronestrand, one of the best muskie fishermen in Minnesota, talking about some of those big Minnesota waters.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Wigner, who is a young guy that's kind of a YouTube sensation. He's going to be speaking about open water muskies. Wisconsin's own Jeff Van Remortel is one of the best in the business in the Wisconsin. He's going to be there talking Wisconsin muskies. It's going to be a really good show. Then we got some fly fishing stuff, and then some you know, Southern Wisconsin, and some stuff from Mike, who works out at Guide's Choice. So we really do have one heck of a good speaker lineup, and I'm pretty proud of that. Guys still mm-hmm. like to come and hear their seminars at these shows.
Oh, yeah, and you just said something that, you know, if you're a fly fisherman, you know, if you ever catch, go out musky fishing with your fly gear. You're going to put – it's a whole different world. And, boy, when you set that hook the first time, I don't care if that fish is 24 inches or 48 inches. The hair on the back of your neck is going to stand.
We've got Dan Donovan, and he's going to talk about trophy muskies on the fly. He's been doing it a long time. And fly fishing, you know, has really gained popularity
mm-hmm.
in – you know, the sport's changed a lot over the last 20 years. There's no getting around that. Baits are bigger, equipment's bigger. rods and reels are bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And the fly fishing has definitely rose up in popularity.
Oh, exactly. I know that. Very, very true. Hey, if someone is looking to get more information, they want to go to your website, they want to maybe even give you a call and say, Tony, tell me more about your place there, because you've pegged my interest that I could extend my fishing into a little bit longer of the year. And, you know, some people still, you know, they're holding back on going to Canada, you know, and they would rather spend the money in the United States. Now, I want you to go fishing. I don't care where you go fishing. I just want you to go fishing. But, I mean, you know, this is a great place for you to think about it. And it's not getting the pressure that they get in northern Wisconsin and southern Canada. So what's a good website to go to, my friend?
Well, the best place to see the stuff here is kymuskie.com. kymuskie.com.
Mm-hmm.
I still love the old-fashioned phone calls, talking to guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love going to sports shows and talking to them, but when they have questions and call, I love to answer the phone, explain to them what K-Run's about,
mm-hmm.
and they get that at 606-776-6567. And, you know, I can answer all the questions they may have. There's a lot of stuff on kymuskie.com as mm-hmm. far as fishing, lodging, and room rental, that type of thing.
That sounds great. Well, once again, everybody, that's K-Y-Muskie, M-U-S-K-I-E.com. His phone number is 606-776-6567. And I want everybody that walks by their booth that heard this, say, hey, Tony, Chauncey, I heard you on Chauncey's show. That'll make Tony feel like he did a good thing today.
Yeah.
All right, Tony, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks for calling me. I'm happy to donate to the show. I'm ready for the show. You know, COVID's kind of affected the last couple of years' shows.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that's passed. This should be a great one this year.
That's right. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. So become part of Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the entire Midwest, with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com and tell them Chauncey sent you.
The first outdoor show of the year, the Muskie Expo, is coming to the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th to the 22nd. 3 days of muskie fun with thousands of door prizes, a chance to win a 7-day trip for two to the Muskie Lodge at Cave of the Run Lake. You can sign up for a chance for a free replica of your most prized catch, courtesy of Lax Reproductions, the finest makers of fish reproductions in the world. Pick out a new boat from Waterworks Marine, see rods and reels for all types of fishing and more, seminars by famed Doug Wergner on trophy muskie and other species, and Chauncey, hey, I'll even be there. All at the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th to the 22nd. 3 days of fishing fun. Go to muskieexpo.com for ticket and more information. When you hold a Daiwa reel in your hand, you know it feels right the first time. With Daiwa's new mag-sealed reels, you feel the highest quality reel on the market with a smoothness from friction that no other reel on the market can compare to. Stop by Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Illinois, and hold a Daiwa reel. It will be your favorite reel from that day forward. Also see the full line of Daiwa rods and reels at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show in Schaumburg, Illinois, January 26th through the 29th.
We're back. Your fishing and outdoor season kicks off at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, January 26th through the 29th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts like Ish Monroe, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, and many more. Shop over 100 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing or hunting trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 26th through 29th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
Stop in at the GT Rod and Reel booth at the Muskie Expo Chicago Show at Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th through the 22nd. GTRodandReel.com is the home of the Easy Clip Muskie Leaders, where you can change baits fast and not miss an active fish. GTRodandReel.com will also have muskie terminal tackle and a wide selection of tungsten ice fishing jigs. Remember, the most important part of your fishing gear for that fish of a lifetime is the leader in front of your lure, and an Easy Clip Muskie Leader from GTRodandReel.com is quality you can count on. That's GTRodandReel.com at the Muskie Expo Chicago, Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois, January 20th through the 22nd. Tell them Chauncey sent you. Radio Network. For more information, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no. No, no, no.
You can't catch fish.
No, 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 no.
I got a little story about
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest, it's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told them, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance catching fish on the slate, because, hey, you can pray you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish.
No,
I told you there, guy.
No,
can't catch fish. What do you think you're doing? Can't catch fish.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the telephone with me right now, we have the gentleman who's bringing back the first outdoor show coming to the Chicagoland area, and it's a great show. It's called Muskie Expo Chicago. We've got the show owner, promoter, guy who worries about everything, including you, having a great time, Mike Vesrit. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing awesome, Chauncey.
My friend, I can't tell you, next weekend is exciting because the show's in town.
We're looking forward to it. We've got everything lined up. We've got, we've got the red carpet laid out. The vendors are anxious to see everybody. Everybody's anxious to see everybody. We've got, people returning from pre-COVID days. We've got just pre-ticket sales are kind of through the roof here.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody's chomping at the bit to get back and maybe do a little bit of elbow rubbing with each other and jockeying for some of those prized looking baits and those prized looking t-shirts and those prized looking everything. And then it's been a couple years pent up. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Now the Muskie Expo Chicago is January 20th to the 22nd. That's next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, everybody. But it's at the Kane County Fairgrounds, which is 525 South Randall Road. And if you're going, where is this? Well, you remember how the Muskie Show used to be at the Pheasant Run, I think it was called? All you're going to do is go west about another 4 minutes, and it's right there. This is easy to find.
The Pheasant Run Resort obviously has gone the way of the dodo bird.
Mm-hmm.
It's extinct. It's gone, never to be resurrected.
Yep.
But the Kane County Fairgrounds, where we've landed, actually is quite a bit newer facility. It's a quite a bit cleaner facility. It's a little bit more inviting for the public, and we're excited about that.
Yeah. This show has got, it's going to have all the vendors and, rods, reels, lures, antique lures. I'm going to be there. Somewhere I fall in between antique and something else, I'm not sure. But there's tons of stuff going to be there. You've got some fantastic seminars coming up. You don't have names. You got big names coming for seminars.
Well, yeah. Obviously, if you want to be part of the Muskie world, you want to be part of the Chicago Muskie Expo. And so we don't really have a hard time attracting some of the new upcoming top names in muskie fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you an example, we've got Doug Wagner. We've got Greg Thomas,
mm-hmm.
Jason Quintano. Out of the Chicago area that I'm sure many people are used to just because of the fact of the distance and proximity to Detroit, but like Spencer Berman,
mm-hmm.
Dan Donovan is actually a great, great, great resource and the new and upcoming sport, which is it's muskie fishing, which is a fish of 10,000 casts, isn't hard enough. He does it with a fly rod.
That's so cool. That is so cool. I want to sit in that seminar. I want all my fly fishing buddies that go for bass and bluegill and steelhead and stuff like that. Come on to this one. Let's learn how to get another species under your belt that you can really. I said to somebody else, I go, the thought of hooking a muskie on a fly rod up, and yes, it's not the same rod you use for bluegill, but I mean, you set that hook. You're giving him a bigger chance. It is no, you're no longer overpowering him with a huge reel, a cue stick for a fishing rod. You're now on his terms, and it's your skill against his skill. So even if you get a fish that'll come by and look at your bait, to me, that's a win.
No, it's huge. We also do have the guy that actually holds the world record, not for muskie, but for northern pike, is going to be speaking. He's got the world record northern pike. He's out of Rhinelander, Wisconsin. His name is Mike Calderazzo.
Mm-hmm.
He's caught many, 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 many fish. Just the fact that he's caught the world record northern is just an accident. I mean, he was fishing muskie. I'm sure of it. You know, he'll never admit that because he owns the world record.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a world record holder coming too. So that's pretty right. Awesome.
And you know, one of the things about the muskie show is it's easy to get into it. The aisles are simple. You're able to see. I mean, there are some really cool products. You know, Lax Reproductions. When you've been at a sports show and you've seen a booth of all these huge fish on a wall and a lot of bright lights on them and they kind of look like they're alive, they're there. And aren't they doing something with you?
If you show up and in the seminars that you do go for, one of the entries is to win a reproduction. So if you actually happen to have a fish that you've caught, you've taken a picture of it, you've got the dimensions of it, there's your opportunity to win that reproduction right from Lax.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge value. I mean, these are not cheap. If you've caught a fish and you want to think about getting it reproduced, it's something that you think you want to put on the wall, definitely this is the event to show up at. Definitely every year somebody wins this. It's a great prize.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, a wide variety of people that are coming to this event. Really, I mean, here shows you. The Forest Preserve District of Cook County is going to be there, and someone's going to say, why are they here? They've got muskies in two of their lakes, guys. And what? They do? Yeah. They're catching 40-inch muskie out of some of these.
Yeah, and that's no small fish. I mean, that's the biggest fish in most every lake in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
A 40-inch fish is a monster.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, if you've never caught a 40-inch fish, it is in itself a prize of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, it is. And, you know, like I said, so many of the main names of muskie lures that you hear about, you know, Fox River Valley Chapter is going to be there. You're going to hear from – you're not just going to see muskie lures there. You're going to see lures that you could use for other species. That's what I want to make sure that, you know, you're going to see a lot of muskie stuff, yes. But, you know, look around. Slow. Don't just walk it fast. Look at it. Stop at a booth. Talk to the guys. A guide may also be doing smallmouth bass and pike and muskie, and you can adjust your trip to go for all three species. There's much there.
Yes, Chauncey, you make a good point because a lot of the guides will not only just fishing for muskie, but there's going to be times where, you know what, the window isn't the best for muskie out of a full trip day. And so what? You might just actually be dropping a line for walleye for a few minutes or a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing these big, big, big baits all day is not necessarily the easiest thing in the world, so sometimes it's okay to do some jigging for muskie, that type of thing. So it's a eyes-wide-open event. Well worth it. 16 and under is free, so if you have a young fisherman in your life and you're thinking, well, you know, this is maybe something that would spark their interest into that sport, bring them or
mm-hmm.
her. Obviously, there's an ever-growing number of women joining this sport for a good reason. It's the fish do not care
exactly
who's casting. They really don't.
Yeah. And you know, you've got one company. I know that. I mean, there's so many companies. If I mentioned every company that was here, it would be like the entire show. Okay, we'd be talking. But one of them that they make a tackle box. It's called Lakewood Products. I think they're coming to the show. Is that correct?
Lakewood will be there, absolutely. And so not only do they make musky tackle boxes, but just general fishing.
Fishing, so, archery, ice fishing. There's so much there that, and that's the last tackle box you're ever going to buy. I hate to tell you this. It is so well made. But nobody knows about them. You don't see them piled up to the ceiling in Walmart. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's a special, well-made, in America, tackle box.
And great people.
Yeah.
Just extremely, extremely customer service oriented people. And they know how to please people, and they've been doing a great job. Phenomenal job for quite some time here.
If you're going to go out fishing, and you, especially if you're going for muskie or whatever, yeah, you could do it from shore. I've done it from shore. And I've done it from shore. But Waterworks Marine's going to be there with some of their boats.
Will. Yes, so, they will.
Oh, my gosh. So we can see more boats here. And you could see, you know, a new boat and to take a look at her or talk to, you know, the representative. It's probably Wayne Libera, and say, hey, listen, I got this boat. I haven't used it in 5-8 years. What do you think its value is? Or maybe I should trade it in for a new one. You could talk to somebody about new motors, new boats, new electronics, all right there. God, I want to come to your show right now.
Don't forget, Chauncey will be at the show.
That's right, I'm going to be there.
Yes, and ask him for his secret little treats that he has.
Yeah.
You know, what's the code word this year, Chauncey?
No. We'll have to say it quietly on the air, you know.
Yeah, I suppose it'll run out in the first 10 minutes.
That's right, it'll run out in the first 10 minutes. But let's go over the times. Friday, it's from 2 to 8 p.m. Now, this is next weekend, everybody, not this weekend. Next weekend, Friday, 2 to 8, Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 2, okay? And you said 16 and under are free, which is, you are being exceptionally kind to the young anglers. A one-day pass is 15. If you want us to go to seminars and come over and talk with us and have coffee with us, whatever, you can get a 3-day pass for $25 for the show, right?
Well, and not only that, up until Thursday, if you ordered online,
yeah,
we won't be mailing the ticket to you or delivering it to you that way, but we will have it available to you at will call.
Mm-hmm.
Mention the word, code word Chauncey. I'm kind of kidding about that because it's online.
Yeah.
The tickets are on sale. If you buy them pre-sold, 20% off. So you can get a 3-day pass, not for 25, but 20.
Oh, wow.
Or you can get a 1-day pass, not for 15, but for 12.
Mm-hmm.
And we give 20% off the 16 and under also.
Yeah. Tony Grant is with his Cavan Muskie Lodge.
Yep, awesome. I'm glad you brought that up. Anybody and their uncle, age 18 and older, can register to win a 7-day trip, 1-day guided at Tony Grant's Lodge. And it's a wonderful experience. It's a place you can fish literally all winter long.
Mm-hmm.
It's breathtaking scenery down there. I think that in itself I can't even put a value on it. It's in the rules, and it'll be there at the show.
Yeah, so you got to make sure you sign up for that. And when you do, or when you see Tony at his booth, just say, hey, I heard you on Chauncey's show, you know?
Well, and we do have, you know, we've got thousands of door prizes. Mm-hmm. So just literally just about everybody that's walking through the door, maybe Sunday sometimes some of the adults won't get one. But we've even got special door prizes for the kids
cool.
while supplies last.
That's right. Well, Mike, thanks so much for coming on the show. What is the website if somebody wants to go look at it?
It's real simple. We come up first in all Google searches.
Mm-hmm.
Muskie. And you spell Muskie, M-U-S-K-I-E, and then Expo, E-X-P-O. And you'll find us, muskieexpo.com. Actually, my phone number is on there. If you have a question, I always pick up the phone. 608-220-7392. If it's busy, drop a message. Don't feel free to text me if you have a question. I always return my phone calls. I always get back to you.
Sounds good. thanks for coming on the show this morning, and we will see you next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois. Okay?
Thanks, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
We're back. Your fishing and outdoor season kicks off at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo. January 26th through the 29th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts like Ish Monroe, Brandon Polinick, Jim Sarek, and many more. Shop over 100 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats, and electronics. Book your next fishing or hunting trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 26th through 29th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportshows.com.
Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2023 models of Lund and Lowe boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard, at a price you can lock in today. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and at Waterworks Marine, you can get the boat of your dreams for 2023. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard, make only one stop. That's Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Hey, sportsman, when you use a Tatula rod from Daiwa, you not only feel the sensitivity of a Daiwa rod made with HVF sensitivity and that 45 XT carbon, you can feel that fish before they feel you. See the Tatula rod from Daiwa at the Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Illinois. You can also see the full line of Daiwa rods and reels at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show in Schaumburg, Illinois, January 26th to the 29th. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone. And the Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds on North Avenue and St. Charles Road in St. Charles, January 20th through the 22nd at muskieexpo.com. And gtrodandreel.com, home of the Easy Clip Muskie Leaders, the leader that will never fail you.
let me tell you a story about a little.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is sponsored by Daiwa. Reels, fishing rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Yeah, there you go. I keep letting the clutch out a little early sometimes. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, yeah, that was my grandson, John, you know. I got to tell you a great story. I won't tell it today because we got a lot of stuff to cut go over, but the kid has got some great lines, you know, just great lines. Hey, I want to congratulate Scott. I hope I'm saying your name right, Scott. It's Skafar. S-K-A-F-A-R from Valparaiso, Indiana. He caught a 10.2-pound burbot on Lake Michigan in Porter County area on December 30th. Ended the year pretty well. He beat the old record by 2.5 pounds. Oh, baby, that's nice fish, buddy. Burbot are kind of weird-looking fish, but they do taste good. They're a member of the cod family. I don't know if you knew that or not. And they burbot tastes good. Well, you know, a lot of things taste good to me. So congratulations on your new state record for the state of Indiana. You did a good job on that one, my friend. In Wisconsin, on January 21st and 22nd, it's free fishing weekend. Yes, you don't need, a license or the stamps to go fishing. However, you're not allowed to fish the little trout ponds and stuff like that. But, you know, things like you check the regulations. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to confuse anybody, but, you know, do that and be careful and watch the ice. Come on. Just be, you know, put on the hat that says I got my smart hat on today. And, you know, if it looks a little dark, don't go out there. If there's no ice along the shore, don't walk a plank. Just be smart. Okay, folks, it'll be okay. Snowmobilers in the state of Michigan, they're asking you to please don't go running the snowmobiles across the ice right now because it really is breaking up. And it's, what can I say? We're having an oily spring here. An oily spring or something like that. But please be careful on all of that. For us fishermen out there, we got to get the Aiden Fishing Report. I thought I had it on here. And I must have moved it on my computer screen because I downloaded it from him. And I said, oh, here it is, you know. And he says, oh, Papa. The Aiden Fisher Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa, we went out to the Grand River in Grand Rapids, Dad and I, and we saw some fish, and we only saw two fishermen there. They said that the water is a little bit dirty because of all the runoff and melting we've had, but you can still pick up a couple of fish if you work hard. They were using night crawlers and minnows and getting some walleye, and the guy said they did well. One gentleman told me that he heard at Berrien Springs there were more fishermen down there because there was good water flow and a number of fish. Hope to see you soon. I know you have the sports shows coming up. I'm trying to get my dad to drive me down for the weekend so I could come and help you. Love, your fishing magician and star hockey player. Oh, my God, this kid is a star hockey player. Aiden. And once again, the Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Let's talk about other fishing reports going on out there. Lake Michigan, my buddy Two Hot Dog Joey said, Chance, I'm getting these perch, you know. I'm not complaining. No ice. That means perch this time of the year. Getting fair numbers, getting some jumbos. Ooh, we're talking 12-inch plusers on those. Hot dog, little plastic bag. Chauncey's name on the bag, please. I'd appreciate that very much. They were in a boat, and they ran up into the river and popped fish. He says, you need to use your electronics to stay on the balls of fish. He says, you'll see them. Fish, you'll get one or two. They move. And just try to keep moving with them, and that way you'll catch more fish. My other reporter, Tyree, who likes to fish northwest Indiana, that's where he lives, he said he was using minnows 40 feet down and doing pretty good. But you have to hunt for them, keep on them, and you'll do well. They're getting some steelhead, Lakers, and whitefish, though, while they were trolling for those Lakers. Mmm, nice stuff. Wren Lake, our friends down at Wren Lake Area Tourism at visitwrenlake.com. They're picking up some nice fish there. Obviously, it's a lot warmer down in southern Illinois. And they're working off that 154 bridge with the rocks and areas like that. That's a good sign. Forest preserves, actually, it's pretty light in the forest preserves. Not much going on. I think everybody's waiting for ice, which is going to take a few more weeks and stuff like that, which will be a nice, interesting thing to see. But, you know, they're this weekend and on Monday, there's a lot of programs going out to do volunteer work in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County for Martin Luther King Day. So, you know, honor Martin Luther King Day by doing some great volunteer work in the Forest Preserves. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. I like that a lot. Chain of Lakes, we're seeing shoreline ice is pretty much gone, and I do mean gone. There were some anglers out on some ice. That was 2 days ago. I don't know what it is now, so I apologize. But Fox River, they're picking up some small walleye with a jig and minnow, putting a split shot about 18 inches above the minnow and just dragging it along the shoreline. Delavan was sitting on about 8 inches of ice, but the fish were saying, we're not interested. If you get one fish out of a day of fishing on Delavan, I think you're going to get the award of being a good angler. It's just a little bit on the slow side. Up at Poygan, they're getting some nice catches of white bass and a few walleye. And Milwaukee Harbor, Lakers are very willing to introduce themselves to you. Fly, spoon plugs, crankbaits, different things like that. They're getting those fish there. Remember to like us at Facebook.com/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and send us some photos. That's right. We like to get photos from you about what you're doing in the great outdoors, whether it's from a trail camera or your iPhone or whatever. But just send those photos to Chauncey's. That's Chauncey's with an S, outdoors with an S, at AOL.com, and we'll get that information too. So we'll have that. We'll have that. Next weekend, we're going to be at the Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds. We'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I really want you people to come out and have some fun with us. It's going to be a good time. And then the following week is the Schaumburg Show, the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show. Ish Monroe, Brent Polinick, they'll be on our show that week. We got a lot of things coming up here. I'm really excited. No, as a matter of fact, Ish will be on next week. Ish will be on next week's show. And Brandon will be on the week after. Violet Talia, she's on the cover of Midwest Outdoors Magazine for Wisconsin. She's there. Whoa, we got the flute going here already. Well, I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb, because when the flutes play, that means I got to get out of here. And this one comes from the Apensui Majuat. He says, every winter morning, face east, welcome the sun, the birds, the animals that are walking around you, because you are part of them, and they are part of you. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week. Kane County Expo Center Fairgrounds with the Muskie Expo. Take care, everybody.